And a Charlotte favorite.
And a Charlotte favorite. Mallory Blackwelder, LPGA Tour player. How's that sound?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got a question to ask you, though, right out of the gate. Do you have all your tickets and reservations for, like, the Bahamas and Melbourne and Thailand and Singapore? And do you need a caddy? Because I can go.
No, don't have any tickets yet, actually. You know, the schedule is not officially out. I do know, you know, the first couple tournaments that I'll be going to, and I do not need a caddy. The guy who was with me when I won in Charlotte is going to caddy for me.
I'm better caddy than he is. Come on. Gee whiz. All right.
Well, since Mark asked about the schedule, I'm curious if things hold true. You will have Kingsmill in Williamsburg, Virginia, followed by Mobile, Alabama, followed by Galloway, New Jersey. Now, that trip to Alabama, what can I do to get you to skip it and come to Charlotte and play in the Symmetra Classic? You got to come defend.
I don't even think that that's loud.
No, I can make anything happen. I can make anything happen. I am like the magic man of the Symmetra Classic.
Yeah, I don't think the Symmetra girls would like that very much. Probably.
Oh,
I know that. We'll give somebody else a chance to win there next year.
Well, we'll miss you because it was a great tournament. It was so exciting to see you come down to the finish and win your first tournament and virtually, even with the expanded schedule, assure yourself a good chance at the top 10 in your tour card. Will you at least admit to always having a soft spot in your heart for us here in Charlotte?
Absolutely. Even before I won, it was one of my favorite tournaments. You know, I told you that at the tournament last year. I love that golf course. Greens are so good. You know, some of the best greens that the Symmetra Tour plays all year, which, you know, is awesome. So I definitely have a soft spot for Charlotte, for sure.
All right, so between you and, you know, some of the other people that we have on the show, he's not going to be able to fit his head through the studio door anymore if we all keep doing this to him. So,
hey, just run a good tournament, and everybody loves it.
I got to ask you, though, so kind of in the off season right now, what are you working on? What's the focal part of your game as you venture out to LPGA Tour land that's going to propel you to the top of the leaderboard so we get to see you on TV more?
Yeah, you know, I am going to continue to kind of focus on trying to get back in the gym. I have to admit, I kind of slacked off with that a little bit with the wedding and the big break invitational. And, you know, I kind of had a lot going on there towards the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, all those things.
So I need to get back in the gym, you know, kind of try to get going with that again, gain a little bit more distance. And I think too, just really work on my putting. It was actually pretty interesting watching the big break invitational. You know, obviously, you know, I DVR'd it and then kind of went back and watched it. And that last day, you know, I had a real chance to win. I was hitting the ball really, really well and I didn't make any putts and my putting stroke just looked so quick. So I've kind of been working with a metronome, trying to get, you know, a little better tempo. And, you know, just continue to work on. I, you know, had a wedge lesson not too long ago and just kind of trying to, you know, tighten things up in all aspects of the game and just get ready for next season.
So a new and a new perk of the big break is being able to do some film study, I guess. That's a pretty cool thing to be able to look back on. Your finish in second was, you know, I think everybody was pulling for you. I think it would have been such an amazing story. How did you like that format where, you know, it was really head to head and you were playing true golf? I mean, it really wasn't the big break. It was a big break tournament of sorts. But what did you think of the format?
I thought it was awesome. I thought that, you know, it was very different with the Stableford the first 2 days and then the match play and then the stroke play. Stableford probably is not really my favorite. I don't think that it really suits my game very well, because I've never been, you know, the type of player to make you know, 8 birdies in a round and then make 5 bogeys. You know what I mean? It's like I'm a little bit more of a steady player. And obviously that format favors people who, you know, even if you make a lot of bogeys, if you make a lot of birdies, you're going to have a better score than, you know, if you shoot even par, both, like, if you make 5 birdies, 5 bogeys, and shoot even par, your score is going to be way better than somebody who makes 18 pars for the day. So the Stableford wasn't my favorite, but it was different and it was something, you know, cool. And then I just absolutely love match play. I adore it. I wish that more professional tournaments had match play. You know, it's a little hard to do in a professional event because, you know, it's, I don't know, it's hard. I remember talking to Julian about, you know, the rankings and stuff when you only beat, you know, 5 people or whatever, and it's considered a PGA Tour win. It's like, well, it's a little different, but I love playing match play. It is so much fun. Just, you know, focusing on that one person and, you know, a little gamesmanship, and it's awesome. But the Big Break tournament was, I was very, very impressed with how well it was run for the first year, and I'm definitely looking forward to playing again next year.
So are those the fastest greens that you've ever putted on?
They were unbelievable.
I mean, that's got to
be... They were definitely... I mean, I couldn't believe it when I got there. I'm going, oh, man, I've got some adjusting to do.
I mean, that's got to prepare you for... I mean, there can't be anything that's harder to putt on than greens that are absolutely super fast. At least they weren't really, really undulating. But, I mean, it's only got to get easier from that point on, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, I was asking, you know, a couple of the LPGA girls that were there. I was like, you know, do we get greens like this, you know, on a regular basis? And even the men were saying that they were some of the fastest greens that they had ever putted on. And Julian said that they were similar to what the guys play on in Atlanta for the Tour Championship.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I've also got to ask you, too. I mean, is UK going to shock the world this weekend? I mean,
I sure hope so.
They're playing number one at home. I mean, the place has got to go insane.
You know, I at least can say that, you know, we at least now have a good chance. We've got a good team. We're, you know, competitive again in the SEC, which is so much fun. You know, it was tough there for a while to be a UK football fan.
Yeah, as long as Drake doesn't show up at the football games, too.
Yeah.
Oh man. So as you prepare for next year, what do you think is going to be the most difficult thing for you as you go from the Symetra Tour to the LPGA Tour?
You know, that's a good question. I think that you know, I'll be real honest. I think that it, you know, you kind of get in a comfort zone on the Symetra Tour, and you know, once you get to a certain point, you know, especially like after I won, I kind of felt like that proved to myself that, you know, I was one of the best players out there, and, you know, you have that confidence, and then it's like, you know, next year I'm going to get out there and I'm going to be looking at Paula Creamer and Suzanne Pedersen and, you know, those girls that I've watched on TV since I was a little girl. And, you know, I think that it's easy maybe that for people to get a little overwhelmed. I'm hoping, though, that with my, you know, familiarity with the tour and, you know, my dad's been out there forever. And, you know, I know a lot of those big name players. I've already met them, you know, so I'm hoping that that kind of, you know, takes that away a little bit. But I think that that's one of the things probably that people struggle with the most is you just get a little bit overwhelmed, like, oh my goodness, I'm actually out here, you know, playing against these girls. I need to step my game up.
Well, I mean, your dad's been out there, and you'll certainly be nicer to your caddy than Christy Kerr. Anyway,
wow.
But your husband as well, you know, he caddies. How do you feel about taking on a caddy as an employee? I mean, now you're going to have somebody whose ability to feed their family is relying on how you play golf.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I had so the guy Billy. Billy is going to caddy for me next year. He was with me in Charlotte. So he caddied for me most of the year last year, which, you know, honestly, I think the good thing is that, yes, of course he wants to make money, but maybe it's not, his ability to feed himself is probably not relying upon me, which is kind of nice. Cause I mean, if you're going to caddy on the Symetra Tour, you know, you're not going to make a whole lot of money. So at least he'll be making more. Than
Upgrade for Billy. Good for Billy.
That's already a guarantee. So,
You know, and it seems like that when you look at people that go from you know one tour to the next and taking the step up, that you know it seems like the one thing that they try and learn, and the one thing that tends to lead towards success is being able to manage your game better. In other words, you know, you might shoot a 65 or a 66, but you also have the ability to shoot 75 or 76. And if you can manage, if you can turn that 75 or 76 into a 72,
absolutely.
That seems to be where the people that are trying to gain that experience, that seems to be where the big difference is. You know, I mean, we always talked about Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods had a bad round, I mean, he still managed to get it around in, you know, one or two under par, and we had a really good round, it was a 63. You know, that's the difference, is that the bad rounds, you need to narrow that spread, if you will, between the good rounds and the bad rounds.
Absolutely. You know, there's definitely less room for error with, you know, better competition, and it's deeper, and you know you're not going to get by and make the cut, you know, shooting 74. That's never going to make the cut on the LPGA.
All right, well, Mallory, I'm still weeping openly, but this is the radio, so you can't see it that you won't be back to defend at the Symetra Classic. Sarah Maud Junot just moved to Charlotte last week, and she may be joining Raintree. If she plays Raintree every day, is she the odds-on favorite?
I mean, I would say with the ability of, you know, she's a great player. She almost got her card this year. And if she's out there playing every day, I would say that, yeah, that would be pretty good for her. You know, it is kind of a quirky course with some local knowledge, and you got to get comfortable, you know, with the lines off the tees and, you know, kind of where to hit it. And, you know, I've already spoken about the greens. I think that, you know, the more you play on those greens, the better off you are. So definitely, I would say that she would be a good pick if she moves there.
She actually really moved to Charlotte because I she played in the Pro-Am with me, and she just needed to get closer to me. That's all it was.
Now, you know, if you're going to bring up the Pro-Am, I have to bring up John Gregg, who played in Mallory's Pro-Am group and was the happiest octogenarian I have ever seen.
He was awesome.
He is the biggest Mallory Blackwelder fan. He might be as big a fan as – I think he – didn't he sort of box out your mom to get the first hug off the 18th?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That brings a whole new level to creepy Rob Lowe.
No, Mr. Gregg, Dr. Gregg is not at all creepy, but man, he is so excited to see you do so well, and I'm sure he'll be watching you all season long.
That's great.
Well, Mallory, good luck as you venture out onto the LPGA Tour, and we will definitely be watching, and I'm sure our listeners will be watching and paying attention to where you are on the leaderboard every week, and we hope to see you at the top of it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, see if you can take what you went through this summer and all the great things that happened and just double down and go, you know, twice as good next year. How's that sound?
Yeah, it'll be tough to beat, but I'm
going
to try.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on with us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. There you go. Mallory Blackwelder, yeah. Former Symetra Tour player, now LPGA Tour star in the making.
And an incredibly gracious champion, too. I mean, she was